General Gendery. He was lieutenant at the time of the plot. He has been prosecuted for attack on state security, complicity in murder, concealment of corpse, subordination of witness. Gendery pleaded not guilty to all these charges. With regard to the facts, he gave his schedule for the day of October 15, 1987. He learned that he had organized a meeting at the Conseil de l'Entente for security officials about rumors that were circulating about tension between Blaise Compaoré and Thomas Sankara, and that were creating a poisonous atmosphere between the security elements. He said that he invited them to be careful with these rumors. He also mentioned that Kafando had not come to this meeting. This is one of the presumed killers who actually is somewhere in the world. We don't know with Compaoré. And that around 1 p.m., the meeting ended, and he went home to put on his sport clothes. And that is while he has on the sports field that he heard gunshots. He went to the council and moved to the office located at Villa Togo. And then he asked the guards what was going on and was told that the shots were being fired from an area. So he went to the secretariat alone, unarmed.
You are talking about this General Gilbert Diendere. The article I have in front of me is him wearing military uniform. Is he still in the army of Burkina Faso?
And that's interesting because one of our lawyers actually asked him why is he wearing the RSP uniform. The RSP is a regiment that was created for the presidential guard. Anyway, he claimed that he has not seen any indication that this uniform is no longer in use. Yep. Talking of uniform is quite interesting to also maybe tell your listeners the way this whole thing has started, because strangely, it was hard to find judges. People are scared, you know. It was then necessary to choose among the military personnel.
So that brings me to my other question. If you say it was difficult to find judges and that some of the witnesses are fearful or are not willing to testify, what do you think will become of this trial? Is it going to be fair?
But these are not witnesses. These are the people indicted. To the exception of the driver who actually admitted being there and seen some of the people who actually fired, most of the people who are indicted have denied the fact. And everyone has like a good protector, you know, obviously lying. It was quite easy to just crossfire on the question and see that they were lying.
So if the indictees are not willing to testify for fear of their lives, is it possible that they can be found guilty at the end of the trial?
Well, you know, it's not because you're not saying that you have killed someone that we have to accept your reason. This is, you know, they have an oath. They're supposed to tell the truth. This is their reason given. Obviously, as a trial, you start whether you are guilty or not guilty. If you said you're not guilty, then you need to prove how you're not guilty.
Aziz, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on the Thomas Sankara trial.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.